This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here we go. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. 3.5 hour show here for you today with the Rangers in Cleveland coming up at 5:30. Let's get right to it. General at your service. Salute. Happy Friday. Brian brought us there holding it down. You have Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup at Master Control 75 and Fitzhugh. Of course, Woolchuck and Chia following, and Carter Freeman coordinate your video. The gang's all here, and a happy Friday to you boys. How the heck are you?
We're doing all right. Yeah, doing all right.
Yeah,
doing
okay.
Doing all right.
Wow.
I think. Yeah. No. Well, we just got hit. We just got hit with some potential really, really sad news. And I
just don't think we can really talk about it yet.
I mean, I'm talking about in the last 90 seconds, we received really, really sad news
like
that we will have to relay here as soon as we get the green light to do so. Yeah. But our hearts are heavy right now.
Can you text me?
Yes, yeah, I think texts we'll are coming text, your yeah. way we'll very, text, very soon. Yeah. But yes. So anyways, yeah, it is Friday, though, so that's a wonderful deal. And Woolchuck, this is the rare Friday that feels like a holiday Friday because Woolchuck's getting ready to take wife and kiddo out to the beaches of Florida.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, he's feeling fantastic right now.
It's probably like the, you know, definite awesome vacation vibes, but also like terrified vibes right now. I mean, I got a lot of good positive feedback when it came to the travel and the flying stuff. So hopefully this is going to be well. I'm going to think happy, positive thoughts. Think our baby's going to crush this flight.
Yeah, I'm trying to be appropriately mooted here going in, and I'm not quite sure how to cover that. So with a potentially heavy heart, I welcome you into the broadcast here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Oh, wow. Okay, yes.
You just saw that, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. One of our, yeah, let's just hope that that's not true, buddy. And, you know, maybe we'll get the green light when we could pass that along to the audience as the show progresses. But, you know, there will be a know what you're drinking, what you're thinking coming up tonight at 5:30. But maybe in light of this news, we should find some room. You know, if this news is correct, we would want to pay our respects to one of the legends of that segment. But let's hope that that is not true. We have a Jacob DeGrom professional pitching appearance to talk about, guys. Two innings of work. He gave up a run on back-to-back hits to open up the game, but then he absolutely dominated. He DeGrominated. He hit triple digits on the gun. The first pitch was 99. He struck out three dudes in two innings. The second inning was 1-2-3 with a strikeout and two ground balls. So it's awesome to see DeGrom crushing like that. And at this point, you got to believe that, you know, he's going to put this team back over the top next year. That's what I looked at last night on these highlight videos. I didn't watch the live stream, but dang it, I got enough to see that DeGrom is still the freaking man and maybe the best pitcher in all the world. And my Rangers heart needed that, gentlemen. How about you?
Yeah, man. I mean, to be hitting 99 miles per hour on the fastball, the slider works working for. I mean, it seemed like he had the full arsenal of pitches, and the movement on that thing is absolutely crazy. So, I mean, he's a joy to watch pitch. We just got to hope that, you know, hey, the worst is behind him. He's able to stay healthy because when he is, I mean, he's got the opportunity to be the first Ranger ever to win a Cy Young next year.
21 of his 29 pitches for strikes. That's exactly what you want to see. And that's why I think that all this stuff is good to see in terms of you get a little bit of those nerves out, and for him very, very quickly. And then immediately that's the ace dominator that he is, being able to settle in and then just get super, super dialed with it. So what a beautiful, beautiful start to this comeback story.
Yeah. And you have to be super happy about that because, you know, there's gotta be some hope here. You gotta, you know, if you're starting to work on maybe for what 2025 could bring, you know, this is one of those things you need to see going forward. And I you know, the most important thing, and hopefully we'll find out today, you know, when we talk in the pregame with Jared is, or Eric Nadell at 420, is where are we at as far as how does he feel afterwards? You know, what did today bring? Did today, you know, the last thing you need to hear about was that, you know, that, yeah, he did all this, but there was
tricep tightness.
There's some tightness. There's some shoulder inflammation. There's, you know, all kinds of things that, and yeah. I'm just hoping for the best for this, because if it's like a positive note coming out of today, boy, that's something that this team definitely needed, something like that.
I mean, there's a long way to go. You know, he's got to prove he can start more than six consecutive games without getting hurt. But, you know, everything still works, right? That's what I see. The velocity there and the accuracy is there, and the motion on his pitches is there. The ability to miss bats is already there. So I'm ecstatic. I'm ready to shut him down for the rest of this season and just get him ready for spring training. How about that?
No more starts? No more?
Yeah, he hadn't pitched a baseball in 16 months, so we wanted to make sure he could still do it, you know, before you shut him down again for another 6 to 8 months. But I think last night proved it. Now, maybe you're thinking after winning the first series in like 6 weeks that 2024 ain't over. I did the math. If you win the next 26 straight games, guys, and Houston wins 16 of 26, they lose 10, you'll be just a half game back with 8 games to go. So you don't have to give up yet.
Okay, so you're telling us there's a chance.
Yeah, I knew this was coming.
Let's go.
Yeah.
The 26-game heater starts now.
And there might be a little wiggle room there. You know, maybe, you know, if you only win 22 in a row, you would be what, 3 or 4 games back with 8 games to play. So
what if you went on some run like that, but you ended up 1 game short? I mean, seriously, like you go on this legendary run, and then all of a sudden you lose the A's or something like that. Yeah, you're like, whoa, what just happened?
The entire town is just raging like we were last
baseball
October.
Fever. Everybody's just you know, showing up at the ballpark. Section 133 is selling out. You know, yeah, here we go. But
that would be hilarious. But knowing these Rangers, they would finish it, and they go on and win the World Series. There you go. Winning all their road games in the process. Evaldi against Bibby tonight as the Rangers visit one of the top teams in baseball, the 73-54 Guardians. Mm. They're also 38-20 at home. But hey, you sweep these guys, anything's possible. Gonna have to be at their best.
Anything's possible.
And it's awesome that Nathan Evaldi's on the hill here.
How come is this so every series now, Dawson? If we're gonna get the If they just sweep this series, we got a shot.
You know? We got a chance.
Got to start now.
We got to start now. Got to start sweeping the best teams in baseball now is what you got to do. Okay, I'm with you.
I think you can only lose 3 more games realistically. As I look at the remaining 34 games of the season, we will talk with Eric Nadell coming up at 4:20. See what he has to think about all this stuff. Okay, Cowboys topics, guys. One that is up, could this be Deuce Vaughn's last ride tomorrow with these Cowboys?
I hope not, dude. I guess it could be.
Yeah. If he doesn't make the roster and somebody claims him, then it could be. I mean, I would assume that he would be at minimum a practice squad player.
No, at minimum, right. Unfortunately for Deuce is that he spent a lot of that time with you guys out there on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And he's having to rally him. Ryan Flournoy, those guys are trying to have to rally. And hey, stranger things have happened. I always tell the story about, you know, with Desmond Howard. And the light came down the last preseason game, and he returned a punt. And you're going, wow, okay. Well, he's not going anywhere. So, yeah, this is a big, big game for Deuce Vaughn as far as can they find things for him to do, and will he be able to be part of the 53? Walking out of camp the other day, I felt like it was probably – he was looking on the outside, but let's see if he can find a way to get himself back on the inside.
At one point, Kellen Moore walked off a field and put down his shoulder pads and picked up a collared shirt and said, "It's time to be a coach." You know, and I don't know, might be about 6:30 tomorrow night for Deuce Vaughn. He went for 7 yards to carry last week, and still nobody is, you know, giving him appropriate excitement. I hope he goes out there and dominates. He's definitely good in the preseason.
He very well could, and I've been in that room before where performances have swayed Jerry Jones to the point like, you know, we can't. And though the big push is Malik Davis, and I the Malik Davis love, I believe, is coming from Bones Fossil, because you know he's in a situation right now where he has no running back other than Hunter Lipke that really plays special teams. And so, you know,
that's the biggest thing working against Deuce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Malik Davis is like his personal protector on the punt team and stuff. And that position is usually given to a guy like Jeff Heath and Barry Church and guys like that. Darren Woodson was one. You know, that's a guy that you really, really trust and like. And Bones Fossil, if you get down to tomorrow's game, will be about Bones Fossil's guys. It'll be about the final four or five, because those are all guys that are going to, if they're going to make the team, something special teams-wise is going to have to come along with them.
Okay, and then another topic. I don't know if you guys have any, you know, Cowboy topics that are forcing their way to the front, but I like the, you know, who's your QB2 discussion.
That's
a little
big.
Bit yesterday.
That's big.
I you know, what you said yesterday definitely gave me something to think about here. If they're going to come into the game thinking, let's run the hell out of the football, then I think we should be thinking more Trey Lance.
Right.
You know, if that's legitimately going to be in the game plan, because I'll tell you what, if he would go out and like run for 70 yards and pass for 220, I think he'd be a very, very good trade asset, and you'd be able to recoup more than what you gave up for him if he would get into a game in the first 8 weeks of the season and you did run the hell out of them.
Yeah, that you saw a glimpse of the game plan. If Trey Lance is the second quarterback, you saw the way that Mike McCarthy will call a game against the Raiders. He wouldn't dare call the game like he did against the Rams with Trey Lance throwing the ball 40 times.
No. Yeah, you got to use his legs. I mean, that's his best attribute. And you got to get the feeling that, especially with everything that came out and, you know, Jerry and they kind of made that decision to trade for Lance and supposedly McCarthy. Jerry's probably going to push for Lance to be your number two. I would guess he would like him to win that job. And if that's the case, your sponsor's the owner, I think you're the number two quarterback.
If he's the number two quarterback, then he is in play for potential quarterback here in 2025. If he's the third, I would say maybe not.
To me, it's if you needed to win a game, I feel like, and under the impression that Trey Lance is going to be running the football plenty, which I think that would be a no-brainer, obvious deal. I mean, he ran it 7 times in the game the other night.
Yeah.
So I would expect double-digit runs. And, I mean, he's a 2-2 quarterback, super small sample size. He's a 500 quarterback. And that's before any of the growth that he's hopefully had between basically his rookie year and now. So I think the running aspect to that is huge, and I would rather him play in a game over Cooper Rush in a heartbeat.
Running thing is big. That modern defense is daring you to run, and most people are turning that invitation down out of health. But once you get to your backup, it's like, dude, we have a major advantage to throw a curveball here that maybe the defense isn't ready for. And if we're serious about running this guy, I think you can give defenses fits and put them in situations now where said quarterback can get advantageous matchups on the outside and down the field.
Let me ask you guys this question. I don't know if I have. Maybe I did.
I think you asked me this question.
If you were 7-1, if you were 7-1 and something happened to Prescott, who you want playing quarterback?
Trey Lance.
I think Trey Lance, if, like, let's put it at 15 runs a game. Now I'm Trey Lance. If we're under 10, I don't know if that's enough. I think Cooper Rush's understanding of the offense and his accuracy is a big thing here. And as surely a pocket quarterback, he would dominate Trey Lance.
Yeah, I mean, in that scenario, I went Cooper Rush as well, because I think if you're 7-1, it means your defense is badass. So it's a similar situation that you saw Cooper Rush go 4-1.
Just don't go lose us the game.
Right, exactly. I know Cooper Rush isn't going to lose it for me. Now, Trey Lance, I think, has the ability to win a game for you more than Cooper Rush does.
Right, yes.
But I also would worry, does Trey Lance have the ability to lose that for me? He might. Cooper Rush isn't going to lose you a football game. He's going to do the right thing.
I mean, he will. I mean, if you give him enough chances, he'll throw a bunch of interceptions versus
some
teams.
The Eagles,
you know,
he did. You're
like
right.
That
yeah.
game.
Yeah,
but,
he did.
But we're talking about one game, and for one game, you know that for four quarters, he can be just enough. He can go score 16 points.
Sure.
And
just, like,
just
manage
not
it.
Turn the ball over, that kind of deal. So I understand that perspective. 7-1, here's Cooper Rush, because our defense is awesome, and just don't go lose us the game.
Right.
I guess I get that.
But if I had, I mean, I'd much rather just see Trey Lance.
But right, the idea of wanting to see what you have, if anything, in this dude.
Yeah, I kind of feel like playing Trey Lance is the right answer here. But if you said, okay, team is 2-5.
Then it's Lance 100%.
Trey Lance all day. But the team's 7-1. Do you feel like that Trey Lance, could he be? I'd still go with it. I'd still go with it and see what you had. Even though I know everybody out there saying no, Broadus, he'll win four games. If you're 7-1, that means that gets you 11. That could get you to division. That could get you in the playoffs. You know, that's what they're thinking.
I'd have no problem though with Trey Lance in any scenario being the guy that you went to. But I get what you're saying about Cooper Rush just not losing you a game.
Ladies and gentlemen, you might want to take a seat and pour yourself two shots of rock and roll tequila for this announcement. One of our favorite Tolos, an absolute legend, Kenny and Quinlan, has passed away. Okay, that is the news that we were reacting to behind the scenes to open up the show. Confirmed by his daughter and son, who we know Kenny was so tight with, moments ago here on the text. So, you know, nothing but condolences and prayers for Kenny's family and friends, of which he had thousands.
He did.
A smile that could absolutely light up a room, one of the more interesting callers I've ever had the pleasure of joining us on a regular basis, a legend there in What You're Drinking and What You're Thinking. He captured the spirit of the segment.
He sure did.
Better or as good as anybody that's ever done it, you know. And definitely, never be the same without him. So,
yeah,
an absolute stunner.
Yeah, the thing about Kenny is that, you know, he always cared about everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
He always took the time, and I always appreciated it. He didn't know my mom and dad, but he always said, hey, shout out to mom and papa brought us, you know? And, you know, you're like, bro, you don't know my family, but I do appreciate you thinking about him in that way. And the way when you saw him when we go on these remotes and the interaction, he was so proud when he would introduce himself. I'm Kenny from Quinlan. And fans would go, Kenny. And he just, as Dawson said, he'd just light up a room that way, talking to him and the stories, the interactions, the crazy hats he'll bring you, the fishing hats and socks and gloves. I mean, he was a thoughtful, loving, caring guy. He did. Yeah. He cared a lot more about everybody else than he did himself.
It's a sweet, sweet man.
And I'm gonna miss that dude. I really am gonna miss that dude. I think we're all gonna miss him.
Yeah, and he kept a book of all of his call-ins for what you're drinking and what you're thinking. And, that's a tough one. That's a legendary Tolo right there. Thoughts and prayers with him and his kids and the grandsons, Landon and Maxon.
Yeah. The hockey-playing kids. Yep.
Yeah, hockey-playing grandsons.
Yep.
Shout out to those guys, man. They must be missing their papa something fierce.
Yeah.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Take care of yourselves out there. Why I might have to reevaluate picking the Cowboys to win the division. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here, and we're back in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, Let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, let's go. We have some post-training camp predictions here for you in the nation. We're 7 minutes from the G-bag of the day. What do you think? The Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open for you. Leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous here in the nation. Segment's brought to you by Soda, the state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Yeah, I've been down on the Eagles. I don't think they are a real contender at all, but I saw a story today that could reverse their momentum in a pretty significant way.
I think I know where you're going.
I want to know if you guys had the same reaction to it. Yeah, we were just talking about that with Trey Lance, Wolchuk.
Yeah.
And the story is that Hurts feels good. He feels healthy. And Kellen Moore likes his decision-making, and maybe running Hurts is going to be back. I think he only ran for like 200 yards last year.
Yeah, I mean, CBS Sports had the story about how, and he was hurt and he was banged up, and we talked about it a year ago. Like, would he want to change things up? And he clearly was not wanting to run like he did in his MVP caliber season when they went to the Super Bowl. He was definitely not very aggressive with his legs. Now, supposedly in some of their most recent practices, he's been taken off. I mean, my question would be, like, that's great news if you're an Eagles fan. I think that's good. I mean, that's when Jalen Hurts is at his best, when he's running around, and then it also creates pressure on the defense. They were able to hit a lot of deep balls on that with him scrambling around. Then you get Devontae Smith behind the defense, A.J. Brown. Now you add in Jahan Dotson to that equation. But Kellen Moore has just never worked with a running quarterback. So I think a lot of that was Shane Steichen, who's now the head coach of the Colts, and they had really good designs. I mean, they had play designs for Jalen Hurts to use his legs. I don't know. And look, it's not to say Kellen Moore's not capable. Maybe he will surprise us all. But we had the Kellen Moore experiment here. We saw last year with the Chargers. That's not a wrinkle that he's really ever had in his offense. Now, has he had a quarterback with the mobility of Jalen Hurts? No. So maybe that is something he's able with Nick Sirianni to add in there. But I think this is something where, yeah, it's a concern because I think it makes him better. That's when he's at his best. But I got to see it to believe it when it comes to a Kellen Moore offense.
Yeah, it definitely opens up the possibility. You know, I think Jalen Hurts running with his power, it's one of the most unstoppable forces in the NFL and creates, you know, like really easy situations out of short down and distances. You know, it makes them clutch on the goal line. It makes them clutch on fourth and one, even fourth and two. I think there's so many advantages to it that if he's looking at it like this is something I have to do to be one of the greats and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be one of those and help my team perform on the ultimate level, you know, that's real leadership. It's not real leadership as a quarterback to say, well, you know, I want to extend my career for the next decade, so I'm not going to run to help the team because that might get me hurt. And I think it absolutely could tip the balances of power. What do you think, Brian? Am I overestimating its potential?
No, I think that you're on to something here. You know, what I was interested, I was just kind of looking at the metrics about with what they're doing and their scheme, and we get so locked into what we're doing here with the Cowboys, but I was just curious about play action numbers, and I was just looking at all three quarterbacks for them, and they don't have Hurts as part of it, but it seems like he's kind of going a lot more with Kellen Moore, has gone more to the play action stuff, because Kenny Pickett this season is 10 of 11 on play action passes. McKee, the quarterback from the Stanford from a
yeah,
couple
Tanner
years.
McKee.
Tanner McKee, 7 of 11. Will Greer, 3 of 5. It seems like to me maybe some more play-action passes. So if you're doing play-action passes, that's playing under center quite a bit. You know, and maybe if you're going to – are you going to run your quarterback from under center? I don't think you're going to do that. So if we start to see more of those play-action numbers – I kind of feel like that. Yeah, though, I don't know how much you would want to play Jalen Hurts from under center anyway.
Sure,
to be honest with you. So you know, this might be Kellen Moore might be showing us something completely different than what the Eagles are going to do. You know, this fall when it comes to their offense.
Well, good news on Texas Tech product Douglas Coleman, the Bears defensive back, out of the hospital after suffering an injury in last night's preseason road win over the Chiefs. He was hurt making a tackle during the second half, first play of the second half, tackling Cornell Powell near the Chiefs sideline. I don't know if they thought that was gotten spinal or something, but he did give a thumbs up to the crowd as he was being carted off. And then released from the hospital this afternoon. So congrats to Doug Coleman there. Not too bad. All right, it's time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Oh, what a day. Oh, what a day. What a day. What a day.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday, man. Friday. You never know.
Never know.
You never know when the good Lord's going to call you. Gotta stay on point.
Yep.
That's why I put that weekend warning out, too.
Yep.
You never know. Don't play with them. Mm. Don't play with that time. God bless you, Kenny. Yep. God bless you, Kenny.
Yeah.
All right, so how many days is this for Mr. Broadus? Broadus is our winner, and by the way, he made fun of Sean Sharif on his own show. Broadus switched his voice and turned his voice into Sean's voice. It was uncanny. I had no idea who was talking at some points.
I think he's going for four.
Yeah, I think he's going for four.
It's four?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, let's get right into it because I have a lot for you today.
All right.
I was thinking you two need to fight more on these shows.
No, uncanny.
Two idiots going at it. Not very strong.
I was hoping the fight was worse. It wasn't that
bad. Yeah, exactly. You were hoping that you'd have to talk to me and go, hey, I'm thinking about posting this. What do you think? What do you think? No, I'm thinking about for the ratings here.
Yeah.
Oh, if no. You and Bobby would like, if you met with each other and like hit each other in the face, that would be better. What do you think? I'm cooking a brisket. What do you think?
Oh!
I'm using my thermopin and some foil.
Set this over for G-Bag of the Day.
I'm making a boat out of the foil. I'm making beef tallow while I'm doing
Wow!
I use the beef tallow from some beef stroganoff. Who you liking at quarterback, Broadus? I hate everybody you like anyway. Sometimes you're a little bitch, man.
The cackle.
Yeah, I can't believe you. Hold on. Every time.
Stuff.
That's incredible.
Vote for the cackle.
That was your Fozzie.
Vote for the cackle. Here we go.
Oh, what? What'd you say?
Nothing. I was just, here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was getting my vibes right.
I don't know, Luce. I'm sorry. Women's volleyball came on air.
Is it? What channel is it on? okay.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Man, you've been saying a lot of wild things this week. Yesterday, you remind me of Notorious B.I.G. song, Big Papa. At the very end, where Puffy said, hey, tell your friends to get with my friends so we can be friends.
We can be friends, baby.
Yeah. Broda said,
you pick your best three eaters against our best three eaters, and we're going to do it at the
club. You want to have an eat-off?
The eat-off at the club.
At the club. At the club, we're having an eat-off, too.
Right.
Magic City.
I've been thinking about that.
Bring them wings.
I'll be the judge.
Bring your best eaters, bro. Bring your best eaters.
Your best eater, man.
Your best eaters.
Start making calls.
I have been saying some wild things.
Mink is dragging on the floor right now. Bring your best eaters. I got some eaters on deck, fam. All right, let's get to this one. Oh, yeah. Eric, you played this yesterday. As soon as you played it, I said, oh, that's a G-Bag of the Day nominee right there. If I've never heard one.
Heck yeah.
Mr. Chuck Martin.
Chuck Martin, baby.
Ohio, Miami, Ohio head coach, head football coach. Bama stole our kicker.
That's right.
All right, special teams, lost your kicker. Carter McLaughlin.
We didn't lose him. He's at Alabama. We know
I understand that.
Where he's at. You media people, it's all pretend. Like, no, Alabama stole our kicker.
They illegally
recruited our kicker and stole him from us. And, like, that's a fact. But that's – but we act like it's not – we live in this la-la world. Like, hey, let's not talk – I don't know why everybody knows what's going on. So –
just call it what it is, man.
Call it is, Alabama.
Make it plain.
Yeah.
Make it plain. Shout out to Chill, too, man. Shout out to Chill. Fort Worth Star Telegram, and he's stepping away from that situation.
He is.
Really?
Yeah, yep. I seen that. I seen him post an old school photo when he first arrived until now, and I just thought it was like a social media thing.
Yeah.
No, man, my man was stepping down, bro.
Yeah.
Here's some Crown Royal for you, son.
And a cigar.
And a cigar. What else we got right here for you boys? Oh, might as well do this one time for that boy Kenny. Here's a story.
Mm.
Today, I want to tell you a story about my friend, the quarterback.
Okay.
He did a lot of things in his life, but in any case, he never swam the Jordan River.
Okay.
Local boy, played UNT,
mm-hmm.
played a little Canadian football.
All right.
I happened to see him one day a long time ago. He had his head down, and he was real disappointed. And I said, what's wrong? He told me, he said, well, I'm going through a divorce. I said, what happened? I said, well, I picked this girl. She was my first draft choice. And I'm really, really disappointed. I thought she was a tight end, but I found out she was a wide receiver.
Oh, ring him up.
He said, what happened? What happened?
Oh, man.
Kenny. Yo.
Oh, what happened? Wide receiver.
That is classic.
Man, RIP Kenny, bro.
My man had 1,000 of those jokes.
Yes.
Just ready to rock.
Yeah, all the time. All right.
Hey, so full of life.
Man, come on, dude. Rock and Roll Tequila. I never heard of until Kenny jumped on.
Never.
Yeah. He made him famous.
His funeral better be sponsored by Rock and Roll Tequila.
Rock and Roll
and everybody
tequila.
Can get two shots.
Two shots
before you say bye to Kenny. Okay, let's go to Bears rookie quarterback Austin Reed. You guys familiar with this cat?
Yeah.
Brought a study to him, man.
Will Chuck. No, you never heard of this cat?
Don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out where he's from, too, by the way. So that's good.
Because
he hit me with a curveball. I had no idea. Doing the rookie talent show for the Bears.
Yeah.
He did some classic arm. Well, not too classic, but it's a classic now. It's a certified classic. Did a little Keisha Cole right here. Didn't see this one coming.
I used to think that I wasn't fine.
Hey, why not? Austin Reed hit me with a classic curveball right there.
Oh, wow.
Just because I did not see it coming from his generation.
Yeah.
Friday, Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky.
I mean, his generation. I just don't see him grabbing a Keisha Cole song. I'm going to sing a Keisha Cole song to y'all. I don't see that one, bro.
He did that.
The team got
hit
into
me with
it,
a curveball, man.
Wow.
Western Kentucky.
And Southern Illinois.
Mm. Yeah. And Southern Illinois.
He bounced around a little bit.
He's got to be from somewhere
else. He's a Florida kid.
Oh, Florida. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, West Florida Argonauts.
Man.
Argonauts.
Love Keisha Cole, too. All right, that's it, brother.
Is it Austin Reed from a variety of schools, now rookie with the Chicago Bears?
A hodgepodge, if you will.
Yes.
Is it the coach of Miami of Ohio? Want you to get it right. We didn't lose our kicker. Is it Kenny and Quinlan? Classic tight end and wide receiver joke. Brought us suggesting an eat off, my best three versus your best three. Or is it brought us a Sean?
What's the plans this weekend, brought us? What a hole.
We can do this every weekend.
We can do this every weekend.
At the club.
You gonna run out.
I was just thinking the best way to break a tie.
I got more on deck. You gonna run out. Three weekends.
Hey, Kenny, we need to make Kenny 5-timer. That's just an automatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before the voting is underway, Kenny has been named an automatic five-time nominee.
I'll second
and is
that.
Therefore eligible for the G-Bag of the Year.
What'd you say, Dawson? He has done it.
He has done it.
Back of the old onion bag. All-timer. I'll vote for Kenny as well. Chief?
Yeah, voting for Kenny.
Lucius?
Austin Reed. Is that you, Kenny Reed?
Wolchuk?
You ain't no cop, Jay Reed.
Yeah, I mean, if Kenny's already going to just be an honorary fiver, then I'll go with the Brian Combo Platter.
Okay. Broadus?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to vote for Kenny.
All righty. By a score of 3-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, his one of his greatest, What You Drinking and What You Thinking phone calls of all time, will be played at least two more times as we say goodbye. Right on. When we come back, Nation, it is time now for a little bit of Eric Chiafalo. Where are you taking it, buddy?
Little biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week, and more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here in the Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. NFL News of the Day coming up at 3 o'clock. Here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. We continue to mourn the loss of a legendary Tolo and human being, Kenny in Quinlan. If you're just joining us, we unfortunately took a giant L right before the show started and got the news that Kenny had passed away earlier this week. And his family has unfortunately confirmed that for us. So we're playing with a heavy heart today, and we will be thinking about Kenny each and every day, especially on Fridays. This was his day. This was his day of domination. Yeah. And so we're thinking about him, heart of gold, great man, sweetheart of a dude.
When we did the thing for the Fan Phenom, Kenny loved. Yeah, he loved going.
Oh, he showed up to everyone.
He wanted to win that thing.
He got after it.
He got after it, and he had like all his notes and everything. I mean, he was prepared, and you know, and the opportunity. He loved the station, and he really, really did. And the station loved him back. But man, he took a lot of pride in coming out there with that Fan Phenom stuff and being prepared and ready to go and giving it a crack. You know, he was never going to back away from that challenge. Some people were like, no, I don't think so. Not Kenny. Every time there was one, he would show up.
He was ready.
He was ready to go.
He looked forward to it.
He was always well prepared.
Apparently, his daughter found his index cards that he would prep for What You Drinking and What You Thinking, and he was saving those to make a book out of.
Yeah.
He told us about that a few months ago.
Man, yeah. So we're definitely saddened today and every day moving forward. We will have a Kenny sized hole in our hearts forever, and we love you, Kenny. We love his family, and hopefully we'll get word on some type of celebration of life that will come up soon, and I would certainly like to get my way out there.
Yeah,
so
me too.
All right, we have 469. Their biggest L is they missed the cut for the eat off that Broadus is trying to put together. Haven't gotten a phone call.
469. Only top four, I guess.
That's right, man. Just missed the cut. Outside looking in. 214.
Got some bad reviews out there.
We're looking for 5 stars, okay? No blemishes. 214 took a big L, found out that animal control in his particular city, allegedly in Rowlett, is useless after an unleashed pit bull charged at him and his dog for again, allegedly, no reason.
Oof.
That's tough. It's a tough deal. Yeah. That'll scare the heck out of you, man. I mean, my goodness, any dog, but especially a pit bull. Those are no joke. 903, biggest L.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you sacrifice your dog to get out of the way?
Yeah.
My dog is supposed to sacrifice itself for me to get out of the way.
Okay.
I haven't had a dog.
I never had a dog like that, so I don't know.
I mean, if it's me or my dog, I'm gonna go ahead and choose me every time. Yeah. But I'm not the one to ask about this. I don't have a dog right now that I'm emotionally attached to. So,
I don't either.
I mean,
that's why
Wolchuk could give us some
Yeah, I mean, I would probably. I think a lot of people would.
Is that a terrible question?
It was a pretty bad question.
Pretty bad question.
Pretty awful. We should just we'll just move on seamlessly.
Okay. I'm glad we actually didn't even.
I think it's honest
that.
Though. It's a real life situation.
I about to say, is the dog going after you?
And if dogs are getting fed, they better go ahead and take one for the old man.
Yeah.
There's a reason they call it a dog.
Exactly. And they probably would.
For you, boy.
Most of them are.
I'll do it for you. My buddy Art, though, he's in charge over there at the Humane Society in Rowlett. I think it's technically Garland, but you know occasionally they have to deal with the aggressive big dogs like that. And he says what people aren't ready to do is to actually fight a dog. He said the thing you got to do is just, like, kick it and punch it. You know, really. And if you take on the kind of posture like, hey, we're here for a fight, you can get almost any dog to back down. If you a couple good strikes.
I kind of heard you just kind of curl up and don't do anything.
Absolutely not. You better dominate.
Okay.
If you curl up, that dog's going to rip
your heart. Well, no, I mean, like, I've seen that.
Now you're just a chew toy.
Okay. The last 2 days I've led the league in bad advice getting.
I mean, that might be for bears or something. I don't know. You stay.
What other
still.
Bad advice did you give us this week?
If you really leave your battery on, car battery, for 30 minutes, it'll charge completely up. That's just like, might as well call that
I'm
one.
I'm looking forward to Krusty's Corner.
You
today.
Might as well call that one Babe the Blue Ox and Paul Bunyan. That's Paul Bunyan theory right there.
Hey, I gave it the old college try with my jumper cables, back home.
I know what I'm going to get all you guys.
Buy some.
I thought I was going to get you guys thermal pins. I'm going to get you the booster cable deals. Little box with the little cables, and then boom, and you hit there that. You push that button, and that thing fires right off.
Like a turbo booster.
A booster. Either that or a plate of wings. I don't know which one I'm going to get you. Maybe from the club.
For a wing off?
For the wing off.
Let's go.
Our guy Pappy, Tim and Carthage, 903, biggest L, pouring one out for his guy Kenny.
Yeah.
And his lovely wife Belinda now watching out for our rear ends, says Pappy. So
thank
that's
you, Pappy.
Right. 469, biggest dub. My son got accepted into UT Austin.
Oh, congratulations.
How about that?
Get ready. It's a good experience, but they will send you
cha-ching.
A lot of emails about how much money you owe them.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yeah,
you're on the hook.
Yeah.
They'll be asking for alumni donations before you get through semester number one.
They're asking me for donations for a school I didn't even go to.
I believe
there
it,
you
man.
Go. Heck yeah.
Sound like the dog catcher can need some help. What was that story you read before?
Yeah.
Extra money.
Yeah.
He also notes, though, that he will be losing his couch partner for the Cowboys games as his son goes down to Austin. I know that's definitely a big time bummer right there.
Great experience for those kids.
Huge. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. College is incredible, right? Wolchuk had the best time in college.
Man, I never wanted to leave.
You know who took an L? Our guy, Scott Service.
Oh yeah. He did.
He was the manager.
He's out of service?
For the Mariners.
For the Mariners.
Man, those Mariners. Seattle Mariners.
Those gosh dang Mariners.
From now on, we're calling them the Mariners.
What are you doing over there?
He learned.
I'm watching Daniel Jones. What's he doing over there?
I'm being interrupted so much, and I'm trying to read things, and so you get thrown off.
Tear his ass up. That's right.
You know, that's what happens. Hush. You start throwing different words at my face, and I'm reading, and Mariners is spelled like Mariners. Let's be honest with ourselves.
You did this yesterday to me in Krusty's Corner when I was talking about the players.
I'm sure I did. And payback is a biatch, and I can confirm that. But Scott Service actually learned of his firing this morning from a breaking news alert on social media.
Come on, bro.
A couple hours before he was scheduled to meet with the owner.
That is crazy.
So that's how that went. And that sucks.
Oh my goodness.
And that's the way it happens sometimes. He's definitely not the first to have that happen to him, but I do imagine when
it's
you
like
get
an
that
Amber Alert,
that old ESPN notification or whatever that you've been bleep canned.
And it's your name on there.
You're like, wait, me?
Who do I call the double am I getting ball sacked right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. Yeah. You're getting teabagged, that's for sure.
Yeah.
972, biggest dubs, survived scrimmages and kickoff. Another year of officiating high school football next week. We got a zebra. We got a Tolo zebra here.
Let's go.
In the 972.
It's a tough job, man. Good luck.
Crook.
I wish Broadus could give us the local Texas high school football referee scouting reports every Friday.
Yes.
Just start tearing into some folks.
Be safe out there, guys and gals, please. I don't really mean that. Got like Dawson there for a minute.
817, Biggest L, been out of work for the past 3 months for medical reasons. Big Dub, though, just got a job in the last 2 weeks. Congratulations, 817, getting back on their feet, literally and financially. That is fantastic. And the 682, Biggest L, another work road trip. Biggest Dub, having the Odyssey app to keep me company and stopping at Bucky's on the way home. My wife's cousin is in town from Mexico. It's the first time in America. And so we did all the Texas staples much as we could. Like, it was literally airport, pick her up. We're going to Whataburger right now. Here's a patty melt. Congratulations. Welcome to Texas. And then today we took her to Bucky's. So she'll be repping the Beaver Nuggets and the Beaver in Mexico. Yeah. She's going to be planting that Beaver flag. And that's a huge dub for her and everyone around her.
Repping the Beaver, huh?
That's right.
I love it.
Texas.
Girl power.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yep.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Biggest L, Biggest Dub, most Fridays at 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. All righty. When we come back, we'll Chuck, what are you, man? Sounds like you're chomping at the bit. What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, man. We got a new highest paid center and the best wide receiver tandems in the National Football League. Let's do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.